You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from Steinhoffel's in Waukesha. So excited to be here, Truth Nation, as always. And remember, Steinhoffel's is celebrating 91 years. Yes, 91 years of being a locally 100% employee-owned furniture and mattress leader. This is Truth to Power. I'm Kyle Wallace. Truth Nation, as always, you can call in, text in at 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talk and Text Line. Again, that is 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talk and Text Line. Call in, text in. But you can also watch the streams live on the good old YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe on YouTube. And I'm excited to be out here at Steinhoffel's out in Waukesha. And I know I told y'all last month about smart spaces and how you can do a test restroom for a mattress, and you can get a $20 coupon or gift card to go to a restaurant. But they also have, this month, they have some great deals that you can also take advantage of that we'll talk about throughout the show. So if you're always looking for any new furniture, I'm looking at some rugs. Matter of fact, my auntie had me on Monday. I had to help her pick up some rugs, and I thought I was just picking them up for her, but then I found myself moving furniture. But, you know, I got to take care of my auntie. And so, but she got three rugs, area rugs from Steinhoffel. So make sure y'all go out to Steinhoffel's and many locations that they have. But Truth Nation, for today, I wanted to get started talking about the community, right? And the importance of the community speaking. And Truth Nation, recently, y'all heard me and Orca remember a conversation of us talking about a data center, right? There are data centers that are being built across Wisconsin. And from a community leader and a political perspective, these data centers that are being built, they are a financial goldmine. When I say a financial goldmine, I mean, there's a lot of money behind these data centers now. These smaller or rural communities, they have these powerhouse tech companies like Microsoft, like Facebook, Tesla, IBM, and Amazon, who are building these billion with the B dollar facilities inside of these smaller rural communities. Now, in addition to that, to them getting built, they also provide a ridiculous amount of tax revenue, so much money in the millions to help provide additional services that these communities can provide, right? We talked about here in Milwaukee how we have a budget gap. Well, this is a way for people to fill some of that gap, and that's what places are doing. I'm telling y'all, this is a huge gold mine for communities. Now, despite the financial boom that a lot of these facilities can be, there's been a lot of backlash in some communities, a lot of backlash from community members across these small rural areas in Wisconsin. It has really been based off the frustration of the secrecy of this, but also about the fact that they weren't very happy with the potential health harms that come along with some of these data centers. So whether you're talking about the air quality health concerns that come along with it, or the pollution, or the energy consumption, or the amount of water usage, and the energy consumption causes for energy prices to go up as well. There was a lot of pushback, and just this week, if you're watching the news, it was announced that the multi-billion dollar Microsoft facility that was being built in Caledonia actually got paused and stopped. It got paused and stopped because of the fact that the community pushed back against it. So in Caledonia, community members came out against a multi-billion dollar project from Microsoft to speak up and say, no, we don't want this in our community. In Port Washington, they had the same type of conversation. Earlier this week, they had a public hearing where they had an opportunity to push back on a data center that's being built out there. They got shovels in the ground, but we'll see whether or not they'll be able to follow through with it. But the community in Port Washington literally had the whole meeting filled. People were standing outside like the line was going out the door, and then they had hundreds of people outside protesting the data center being built and expressing their displeasure about the data center being built out in Port Washington. Now, the reason I bring these stories up, Truth Nation, is not because, you know, here in Milwaukee, we push back. And I talk about these predominantly white communities because when they are passionate about something and they're against something, they are able to come together as a community, and they're able to push back and fight back against some of these larger corporations. Truth Nation, a small community like Caledonia that has 25,000 people, was able to stop a tech giant like Microsoft. That is powerful, in the words of my boy Tory Love from 104. Now, we can learn from this now. We really can. And not saying we don't do this because, again, obviously we push back against many causes. We go to town hall meetings. We go to school board meetings. We've seen this before. We've seen against the meatpacking plant. We've seen our community come together. But I feel we aren't always the most organized when it comes to doing this, and we're not always the most successful. So for me, when I look at this, I don't really focus on what we can do to push back against stuff, but I'm more focused on how we should be using our voice to advocate and to push for more industries and more investments being made in our community. That is the one thing that I got from this, because in these smaller communities, they do a great job of saying, no, we don't want this. Matter of fact, you hear Tory Lowe on the Tory Lowe Show talk about his experience, you know, when he was in rural Iowa, when he was in rural Minnesota, and how the community came together and dictated a lot of stuff that's going on. That's what these smaller communities do. Now, I understand Milwaukee's bigger, but the thing is that we need to be able to advocate and use our voice and use our influence for positive change. And we should be advocating for more innovation and more creativity inside our classrooms. And we should also, as a city of Milwaukee, we have to be more reactive and we have to be more proactive. That's where we need to be more at. And there's a major project coming soon that this is where I wrap the bow on it, right? There's a major project coming soon to Milwaukee. And with the major project I'm talking about in Milwaukee, it is Northridge Mall. Northridge Mall has 58 acres of land that is looking to be redeveloped. And as somebody who grew up on the northwest side of Milwaukee, someone who grew up going to Northridge Mall as a kid, going to see Santa Claus at Northridge Mall in Capitol Court, as someone who grew up going to, you know, the Best Buy, Toys R Us, I was a Toys R Us kid, shout out to Jeff. But as someone who grew up in that area and then saw the demise at a younger age, but I saw the demise of Northridge Mall, I'm someone who is invested in the fact that I want to see something come to that area that can revitalize it. And so when I talk about being able to advocate and use our voices and being able to see what our brothers and sisters in other communities across Wisconsin were able to do by using their voice to say, we don't want this. This is our opportunity to advocate for, we want this. And so when I look at Northridge Mall and I look at that 58 acres of land in the area of a city that needs the revitalization, it needs a vision. But it also needs the community to be able to have a voice in this. And trust me, we know what's going to be part of it. We know housing will undoubtedly be part of that project because that's what it's going to be. And I'm sure some of it is going to be low income, but let's just make sure it's much more than low income housing that they decide to put on that 58 acres of land. Let's make sure that our folks have a vision. 833-212-1017. What should we do to develop the Northridge Mall area? What should the vision be? Because they just officially finished the demolition of that area, But I want to hear from y'all of what we should do with that, because many of our older folks and older people, men and women, they listen to the truth. Larissa Taylor is the older woman in that area, and I'm sure she probably dabbles once in a while of listening to the truth. And she ain't never called in, but I know there's older folks who listen to the truth, and it takes a community to be able to have a say. And I know she understands that she cannot do this alone, and that's why I do want to hear from y'all on the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017. What could that vision be? Because when we're looking at that development, we need to make sure that they aren't just looking to sell the land to a business or an entity that just wants, you know, that just wants to build an industrial facility. We need to make sure that we're holding our common council members accountable of ensuring that whoever they end up selling that to, that they're looking to invest in our community, looking to bring job training or jobs to our community. Let's make Brown Deer Road more than just the Meadows or Northridge Lakes or strip malls or parking spaces for trailers. This is an opportunity for us to develop 58 lake acres of land. Let's make sure that the city doesn't just take the low-hanging fruit and put more trailers out there like we see as an eyesore where Circuit City used to be. 833-212-1017. I want to hear from y'all on Northridge. I really do. Because this is a big project that is coming. It really is. That is a lot of land. And that area has immense potential to be something special. And how can we as a community capitalize on that and build on that? Again, the phone number is 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, you can watch the streamers live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. I'm talking about YouTube. Let me go ahead and go to YouTube, Truth Nation. I'm not even in YouTube yet, so I can talk to Truth Nation. And as I'm bringing up YouTube, we're going to get back to this. Boy, oh boy, I ain't going to lie to y'all. That Brewers game took me out. I was so sad watching that Brewers game yesterday. Boy, oh boy, it got to me. But again, I want to hear from y'all on this Northridge conversation, because the demolition is gone. They ready to start taking bids to have a conversation. But I think it's so important when we talk about the redevelopment of Northridge, it cannot just be low-hanging fruit. It cannot just be low-income housing. It cannot just be, let's just find an industrial company just to build up walls. We need to be talking about, how can we make this an investment in the community, right? How can we say that it needs to be a place where people can live, where they can grow, where they can thrive, and it can be a bustling area? There's so much potential there. What can we do to capitalize on that? Again, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and text line. When we come back, I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. I'll look at some of your comments on YouTube, but when we come back, we'll have more conversation on the other side. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the War Room 1017.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Back in business, Truth Nation. We are back in business. Real quick, shout out to Sir Chance for coming on out here to Waukesha at Steinhoffels. And again, we are live from Steinhoffels in Waukesha with Truth to Power. Make sure y'all come on out and hang out with us until 1 o'clock. And for 91 years, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's local 100% employee-owned furniture and mattress leader. And now they are celebrating their anniversary with savings just for you. During Steinhoffels Friends and Family Sale, save 10% store-wide or enjoy 36 months of 0% finance, and that's ridiculous. Plus, take $91 off every $9.99 you spend. And when you use your Steinhoffels credit card, you'll also get $200 MasterCard
rewards card when you spend over $19.99. Because after 91 years, you're more than just a customer. You are a family. Steinhoffel celebrating 91 years. So get on over here, and we are live from Steinhoffel's in Waukesha. And I told y'all, my mattress, I told y'all, Gary or Jerry, like the one in Menominee Falls, he's the one that sold me my mattress. So I definitely love my mattress that I got from Steinhoffel. But again, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk and Text Line, 833-212-1017. Now, on the other side, I was having a conversation. I was having a conversation about, sorry, y'all, trying to get some technical things going. We were having a conversation talking about Northridge Mall and what we can do to revitalize Northridge Mall. 833-212-1017. Miss Lisa, you're on the phone. Sounds like you have a vision for Northridge Mall. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Well, my thoughts is, good afternoon, Kyle. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. I think they should just put there another elderly home, a place for vets also. I think they should give that whole area all over there, all up and down Good Hope. Brown Deer, all up and down Brown Deer, revitalize that. Put that a place for, you know, put another Denny's back there, another restaurant, place where, you know, elderly can get their, oh, you know, they haircut, you know, place a dialysis place, anything for the elderly. I think they should make that whole area because it's already there. So
yep.
Stop disturbing them, you know, our old people. So I think that's what they should do with that place, that spot. And I think they should take Microsoft and put it in Century 21 or over there by, in Milltown where that Lowe's is. Is that Lowe's?
Well, yeah,
Lowe's is.
I think Microsoft wants to be close to a source of water with those AI centers, them data centers as well. They have a large amount of water consumption that they utilize with those. Having some type of innovation, if it comes to putting elderly folks over there, then that's something you can do. But I think we need to have a community conversation so we can just talk about all the different visions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Well, have a good day. Okay. You're welcome.
Well, I appreciate the call. 833-212-1017. Again, we're talking about the fact that Northridge Mall has been demolished, and now the next step is for Milwaukee to figure out what we plan on doing with that area and with that space. I think that's a significant thing that we need to try to figure out is what we look to do with that old space of Northridge Mall. But on the, not Truth Talking Text Line, but on YouTube, 1017 The Truth on YouTube, some of y'all got some thoughts and comments about what we could be doing in that area. And on the Truth Talking Text Line, B. Bruce said, Northridge Mall should become a farm for multiple types of fresh fruits and vegetable growers. There is no bad idea. I think we just trying to work through as many ideas as possible because, again, I know the aldermen and alderwomen are definitely listening to the station, so I think it's important for us to have this type of conversation to be able to get ideas out there. Someone, Barbar said, a new hospital, police station, grocery store are needed in that area. No need for new apartments unless it's a senior living apartment being built. And again, I think the idea of senior living as we have an opportunity to look at the fact that we do have an aging population of baby boomers that are eventually going to need a place to stay. And I think when we talk about how big of a group that is trying to invest in something like that, that'd be something to look into. LaRon said entertainment complex like they got The Rock. I think that's great. You know, a complex out there where you can have some type of entertainment for people to be able to enjoy. Again, I think these are all great ideas for us to really look into and for us to put out there, because that is an area that is a classic area that so many of us have so many different memories in, and it has so many great opportunities to be able to develop that. So I want to make sure that we are having that type of conversation here. But I do, before we transition on and I continue to take some of y'all texts on this, is I do want to talk about some of the ideas that I have on what we can do potentially to develop Northridge Mall. And again, if you have more ideas, you can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Somebody said a prison. No, thank you. I'm going to say no to that one. Definitely say no to that one. But for me, just being, I was somewhat inspired by what they did in the rural communities up there, right? In Caledonia, in Port Washington, right? Because as a community, they were able to push back against those data centers, right? They were able to come together and push back. And I think we need to be able to utilize that to figure out, you know, we have a voice, we have a say in what we can do. And so when I think about the type of companies that I believe that we should be bringing here to the state of Wisconsin, we should find companies that want to have a commitment to the growth of Wisconsin, a commitment to the growth of that specific areas, you know. And we got to take a look at what companies nationally have shown a commitment to grow and who can bring great paying jobs to our community. So I think about places like Amazon, places like Kroger, who can build distribution facilities and factories. I know not too far from where I am at now, out in Pewaukee, I know Kroger has a big distribution center. We know Amazon has one, I believe, in Oak Creek and again down in like the Mount Pleasant area, where they have these large distribution centers. I think they built another one out in coastal Tulsa. There's just great opportunities for us to be able to find these factory-type jobs that are good-paying jobs that can build a pathway for folks to be able to be employed where they live at. And these places, they need a lot of workers, they need a lot of employees, and you don't need to have a college degree to be able to do it. You can do it with a high school diploma. And I think that's the most important thing, is that we don't need to be always thinking about the college. We need to be thinking about, when a kid graduates from NPS, where can they go? Maybe even building something like an IKEA, right? An IKEA, which is a store that a lot of people go to for furniture. Being able to build an IKEA out there that's going to employ hundreds of people in the community, because we all shop, we all need stuff like that. You know, maybe also add housing or something like that, and other amenities to enhance the quality of life, right? The opportunity to enhance the quality of life. Building a community center where you can have sports tournaments or something like that. But we just definitely need to be thinking about what we can do to build up the community. And more importantly, we need to think about working with NPS or Gateway Technical College or MATC to develop a joint campus for students to go to, right? A joint place for maybe students where they can earn college credit or something like that, right? That might be a great idea, to be able to work with these universities where students could really have a place where, okay, it's my senior year in high school, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I think that I have an opportunity to go through this program at Gateway or at MATC right here in the community to learn those skills and get prepared to go on and do a great career. But 833-212-1017, I definitely want to hear from y'all. And Marlon, in Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on Northridge Mall?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Hello? I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Good, good. So I would like to take build like an indoor track facility / community center. The reason that is down in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, they built something similar, and they are able to generate revenue through having all these different track meets, have all these different kids come to to their facilities, or even they've even had national track meets at this facility because it's such a good facility. And then also they have a community center built within it, and they have space around it and stuff like that. Northridge Mall is ideal for that, because you could build a world-class track and field or indoor sports facility right there. You would get people from the Green Bay area, you get people from Madison over, you get people from Kenosha up, you get people for this whole area because of that facility right there. And they would come, it would generate a lot of revenue to that whole area. And then when people are here, they have to have hotel rooms and stuff like that. There's hotels out there. You could generate so much money with that. I've been talking about this to a lot of different people. A lot of people are very interested in it, but we don't have the right people behind it. And then you make it a community center, because then people can come in there and they can do, you know, if you want to have pickleball, or you want to have a walk-in day, or if you want to have people in there playing tennis or basketball or something like that, you can have that in there as well. And you can have, you know, a fitness center. You can have all different kind of things in there, classroom spaces for people to come and use it for all different kind of things. But, you know, just sitting idle like it's been for almost 20 years, is crazy, and we need to do something to generate revenue. You know what I mean? And then this way, also, you can have kids coming there for for jobs. People who work in jobs and stuff there too. So I think it's a win-win, but we need to do something, because also it gets kids off the street, because if they're running track or do whatever, you get them off the street to do something different. So, yeah, I think it's nothing but a win-win, and Chicago's reaping the benefits from theirs.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Marlon, thank you so much. I'm definitely one that is 100% on board when you're talking about building a facility like that. I am 100% on board for building some type of facility like that, because I understand the impact that that can truly have for the community. And when I think about it, I think about industry and I think about community. And when I say industry, I'm talking about jobs. When I'm talking about community, I'm talking about a place for youth to go. But again, 833-212-1017. We're taking your calls as we're having a conversation about the fact that Northridge Mall, they just demolished the land, and now they're going to be looking, Lafayette Crump, he's going to be looking for how he could redevelop that area. They're going to be, I'm sure, taking bids and looking for visions, as he is the he's in charge of the Department of Commissioner of the City of Development. And so I'm sure, you know, he's going to be looking to have some type of community conversation. Larissa Taylor, I'm sure the alderwoman in that area is going to be looking to have a conversation. And this is our opportunity. 58 acres is a lot of land. It's a lot of land in an area that definitely needs redevelopment. And this is our opportunity to have that conversation. I see y'all calls. I see y'all texts. Miss B, Al, Mr. Hope, hold on. Because when we come back, I'm going to take y'all calls on the other side. But this is Truth to Power with Caldwells. We're having a community conversation talking about how we can reinvest in our community through a great opportunity like Northridge Mall, where you have 58 acres of land that can be redeveloped. And we can go back to what Northridge Mall used to be, that area used to be, when you had a Best Buy, when you had a Toys R Us, when you had a Fridays, when you had a Northridge Mall, when you had a movie theater, when you had Circuit City, when you had a pop-in area. This community can be like that again. I remember over there off of 91st and Brown Deer Road, my auntie, I remember going to go see the Packers in 1995 play the Cowboys. I believe it was an NFC championship game, not the championship game. It was a divisional round where we lost to the Cowboys. I remember being at her house over there in that Meadows area, and what that community used to be and what it has become now. It's become that now because so many people have been pushed out from certain communities, and they move people to that area, and they haven't provided any type of industry. Now this is an opportunity with this 58 acres of land for us to have a vision to truly build up the community and give people an opportunity to be able to live a thriving life. That's what this is all about. But when we come back, we'll take the calls again. I see y'all on the line. I see you, Miss B. I see you, Al. I see you, Mr. Hope. I see y'all on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. I see y'all on the talking text line. We'll get to that on the other side. But keep it locked. You're listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It is Truth to Power on 101.7 the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, and we are live from Steinhoffels in Waukesha. Make sure y'all come on out to Steinhoffels in Waukesha and celebrate 91 years, 91 years of making a difference in your home. Here at Steinhoffels in Waukesha, right now, you can take $91 off every $9.99 that you spend. And on top of that, something I love. Y'all know I love the fact that I can get 0% financing for 3 whole years. 0% financing for 36 months. That is absolutely incredible. So make sure y'all come on down to Steinhoffels out here in Waukesha or any Steinhoffels near you. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace. And you can watch the stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That's 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a subscribe. You can also give us a share. But we're having a conversation talking about what we can do with the fact that they're looking to redevelop Northridge Mall area, 58 acres of land. What should we put there? 833-212-1017. Mr. Hope, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts?
How you guys doing today?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Hope. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I think
that's great.
That's enough acres to put a tech center there. A trade center, I meant to say.
What is that?
Carpentry, plumbing, pipe bending, electrical, auto mechanic, all in that one spot. A trade school for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think that'd be so impactful for the community?
Because it'll generate businesses, it'll generate workers, and it'll get these kids off the street, it'll get these kids coming straight out of high school, going to get a trade. Because they ain't teaching them nothing in school right now.
Okay, all right. And well, I appreciate that, yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Mr. Hope. 833-212-1017. Again, that's the Truth Talking text line. And, again, I agree. I think that is a great opportunity to partner with somebody to, again, give these children the skills that they need to be successful. But before we get to Alan or Truth Talking text line, I see some of y'all talking about a storage facility. And I see people are sick of the storage facilities. And it's funny, the reason why so many of these storage facilities is going up because you got so many people that move in or people getting older who are downsizing that need to have a storage facility. And I do know already there's a Menards out that way, and Menards bought the old Pick and Save, and I believe they turned that into a storage facility type place that they have there. So there's a lot of that. As Bay Bar said there, yep, they turned the old Menards into a storage, they told to turn the old Pick and Save into a storage facility. So I'm with you on that. Also, LaRon said on the talking text line, there hasn't been a roller skating rink in that area. It wasn't closed down because there was one. So, okay. Well, that's a little bit more negative than I want to go. But 833-212-1017, Alan, Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on this conversation or what we can do to redevelop Northridge Mall area?
Well, what they can do is, since we have 130 to 140,000 factories, try to get some of them to move to Milwaukee in that area, because these people need to work so they don't get lazy. When you have places where people can go to work, crime will go down, the economy will be boosted. They need to work. Try to get some factories here. We can get everything else for downtown and all these other places that serve us no purpose and trolleys. Get these factories to move here, and then people will agree with your salary increase. How about that?
All right. No, thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you so much, Al. I appreciate you sharing that. And again, 833-212-1017. I appreciate the community conversation that we're having today, talking about, you know, industry and talking about potentially what we can do here. And I think it's important for us to have it because we just have to have a vision. And that is one of the biggest gripes that I always have, is that I feel like a lot of those people who are in power don't really have an actual vision about what the city of Milwaukee can be. I think a lot of times we take some of the easy ways out, or we rotate the same people with the same ideas to be able to figure stuff out. I really do feel like maybe with this project here, maybe we talk to we bring in different parties. We bring in different people who are stakeholders to have a conversation. But when we talk about those stakeholders, it just can't be those with power. It needs to be the community. So when I talk about the community, I'm talking about Alderwoman Larissa Taylor, you know, holding town hall information sessions, them doing some research. Because yesterday, something very interesting happened yesterday. Yesterday, I had an opportunity. I'm on a marketing communication committee for the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. And we had a conversation. It was yesterday. We had a conversation about Greater Milwaukee Foundation and what they can be and what their contributions are. And they do a phenomenal job of contributing to the community and giving to businesses and giving to early childhood education. They do a great job of fundraising so they can make a positive impact in housing here in Milwaukee. Like, they do a great job. But see, they took the time to make the investment because they understand that, you know, people have hope, but also people have despair. Like, that is something people, like, that's the biggest thing. And how can we shift a community like Milwaukee where there's so much despair and unfortunately too much negativity around the stuff happening, and we can turn some of that negative energy into being hopeful, some of that negative energy into a vision and an idea. So being able to bring in stakeholders and different individuals like a Northwestern Mutual, who is committed to the city of Milwaukee, like a Steinhoffels, who's committed to the city of Milwaukee, you know, like the law firms here, like Gruber Law Offices, Harley Davidson, Kohl's, Pfizer, Microsoft, all these individual companies who can work together in the MMAC to work together to be able to come up with a vision that can truly help develop that side of Milwaukee. It is possible, y'all. I'm telling y'all this right now. It is possible because communities across this country do that. There are so many black communities across this country that are able to come together, galvanize, and demand what they want to see from their community. And when we have an opportunity to redevelop 58 acres, I think it's imperative that we have a voice in this. Now, again, when I talk about what that vision looks like, I think it's so important for me. My number one thing, and really, I'm not going to lie, I love what Marlon said, because I believe Marlon was on to something. And I love what everybody said as well, but Marlon and Mr. Hope brought up two things. And again, you can call in, text in at 833-212-1017 to share your thoughts on what we should do to redevelop Northridge Mall, that area that now is gone, is no longer there, it's just land. They're trying to see what they're going to do with it next. But I think they were on to something, because for me, I understand, you know, I'm still young. I'm in my mid-30s, so I got a lot of life ahead of me. Career changes potentially at some point in my life, maybe ahead of me. But again, what I'm thinking about is I'm thinking about the future. I'm thinking about how can we capitalize on this Generation Z, Gen Z, who's coming of age right now, and how can we capitalize on Gen Alpha, who's getting ready to be the next one that's going to come of age, to be the generation that we talk about that's going to replace people in the workforce. How can we ensure that they are workforce ready? How can we ensure they have opportunities to go and do as many things as possible to keep them out of trouble? Because we complain about what the kids is doing, but there are outlets out there for those kids, but there's no problem with giving them more. So when you talk about being able to build a community center that provides athletics for different tournaments, different games, track meets, and different events like that, that builds revenue. But more importantly, it also gives access to our kids in the community where they can take the bus and get out there to be able to enjoy some of the great amenities that will be out there. And then when you think about education, the big thing with NPS is, listen, NPS graduation rate, I believe it's, I don't want to cheat them, but I believe it's in the 60% for NPS, but I want to make sure I'm as accurate as possible. 62%. They have a graduation rate of 62%, and it was 67%. So we're looking at they in the 60s, right? So we're talking about 30 to 40% of students that aren't graduating from NPS. What I want us to really focus on is how do we increase that graduation rate, but how can we increase that graduation rate so we're having a conversation about not just the high school to college pipeline, not just the high school to prison pipeline, but we're having a conversation about high school to career pipeline. And there's a school called Cristo Rey Jesuit School here in Milwaukee that what they do with their students, I think, is very unique, and I think it's something that, again, every NPS school may not be able to do it, but to have some specific NPS schools where the students understand that the emphasis is we want you to go to college, but more importantly, when you graduate and step out of this high school, you doing something other than sitting at home. You doing something other than looking to apply for jobs at these places that you ain't got no connection to. It should be the goal of NPS that every graduate is placed somewhere when they are done. So whether it's college or whether it's a career, every graduate should be able to be placed somewhere. But 833-212-1017. Sheree, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hi, I would love to see a aquarium, something like an aquarium built there for families, because there's nothing in Milwaukee for families. Like, there's nothing tangible, nothing really real here exciting that could be part of a, you know, tourism or HEB, because there's no food sources. HEB, it's a food store. It's a grocery store.
Okay. Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for providing that. Again, this is an open forum. It's an open conversation. I think when it comes to the arts, that is something as well where you can, there's enough space where you can potentially build some type of arts where now you're having field trips and you're having families from different places to go there. When I went to Portugal, I didn't know where they were. I didn't know where I was at. No idea. I just know I was in Lisbon. And we traveled across the city to go to a museum. I can't even remember what the damn museum was. It was a tile museum, right? Something as simple as tiles, right? But going there and seeing the history, and again, when I talk about history, history of Europe is so fascinating because they can date their history back for a very long time. And so seeing tiles from the 1400s, it was cool, right? It's just, it seems something so simple. But when you're actually there, you're looking at it, it's something that is intriguing. And so I'm right there with you. Maybe something in the arts that we could potentially put out there. I know in Madison, they're building their African-American arts and cultural center out there. Maybe that's something that we maybe think about doing something out there. I know we're doing something in Brownsville, potentially, where the DNR used to be. But again, I really do think this is an opportunity to bring jobs, but also bring an opportunity for this building, whatever they do, to use it as a space to train people, to ensure that the future generations are ready to go. Because that's all I was saying about MPS, is that MPS needs to be focusing on where are 100% of our students going. Because if you can get more kids to graduate, but more importantly, when they step out of that door, they're able to get a job, that's great. But I was talking about Crystal Ray, and what Crystal Ray High School does is that they have their students a couple days a week leave the classroom and actually go work at a company somewhere. Now, the school grade is much smaller. They probably got like 100 kids per grade. But they place all the different students at these different companies. So now these kids are getting the opportunity at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 to work in a career field, right? They're getting a chance to work on their resume, to get exposure to something, right? And I remember when I worked at Marquette University, we had some Crystal Ray students all scattered across the campus, and we had the kid who was in our office, and he ended up getting admitted to Marquette, and then he worked in our office for real, for real. And so this is what we need to do. We need to make sure that these kids who need guidance, they need hand-holding, have an opportunity to be exposed to stuff. If these kids want to be a beautician and you are able to partner with a Gateway Technical College or MATC, you're able to get them that experience in high school. And now you have an opportunity to potentially develop a training center for these students right here in Milwaukee. And I focus on MPS because I promise y'all, if MPS were to have more students graduating and going straight into a career, a job, not just going to get a job at McDonald's, no knock at McDonald's or Burger King or anything like that or Wendy's, but I want these kids when they graduate from MPS to say, okay, I worked at McDonald's when I was a junior and a senior as part of this training program, so now when I graduate, I'm now on track to be a manager at McDonald's. But 833-212-1017, we'll take one last caller for the day. The caller on Northridge Mall, what are your thoughts here on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace?
Well, there is a generational athlete. His name is LeBron James. And I don't know if you've heard of what his school does. Not only does LeBron James educate over 2,000 students every year, he has training programs, retraining for adults who have students there that maybe they didn't graduate from high school. He has mm-hmm. continual programs for graduates, I believe, up to the age of 24.
That's
and so between 15 and 25, if you think about it, people who we know who make a lot of their mistakes, they make mistakes that impact them for sometimes the rest of their life, Kyle. And so if you think about it, those are some of the people who are out here doing reckless driving, encouraging even younger people to commit crimes because they have no direction, as you were just talking about. And, you know, everybody's not going to go to the military. Everybody's not prepared at 18 for higher education. But there were the programs that you're speaking of. Each MPS school at one point did have a specialty program which did exactly what you said. Milwaukee Tech had a trades program. Marshall had broadcasting, which you are a part of. Milwaukee Washington was a computer specialty school, which did prepare people for employment after high school. And so it's what these people that we are handing our money to choose to use our money for. So this lady who we just hired and paid this big money, I encourage all the time to listen to you guys. And every time the NPS comes up, I'll have to say that you know, the people at the top need to listen to the community. And Truth Nation is a big part of that community. And I think some of the people who called earlier had some great ideas. And
yes, sir.
Let's keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
Thank you. You know, and the thing is, thank you so much to call it. This is so important to me. It really is, because I love this city with a passion. And I was raised in the city. And this is a topic I'm going to be having next week about what drives you to have the passions and have the desire and wants for other people to be great. What drives you mentally to want to care for others? Like, where did this come from? This is something we're going to have a conversation about. But I love this city immensely. And understanding that I want the best for our kids, and I know that our kids have so much greatness. I worked in the schools. Our kids have so much greatness, but they need more guidance. They need more opportunities. And this can be a chance for us to take this big plot of land on the northwest side of Milwaukee and make it into an area where we develop the future pipeline of talent of this city of Milwaukee. 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talk, the text line. Before we go to break, you already know what it is. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, do not hesitate to make one call, that's all, because they will truly take care of the rest. When I got sideswiped and hit in from the back, you know what I did? I called Gruber Law Offices, and they completely took great care of me. Don't go back and forth with the insurance companies. Get with the winning team with Gruber Law Offices, who will take care of you. And you know what I love about them, Truth Nation, is you never pay a single penny, no fee whatsoever, until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today by visiting them at gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com, or making one call, that's all, to 414-276-6666. It's 414-276-6666. And always remember, it's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. When we come back, I'll share my final thoughts. I'll go through your comments on YouTube. I'll check your text. But this is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Make sure you visit American Family Insurance, AmFam.com, today. If you are looking to get any type of insurance, whether you're homeowner's insurance or car insurance, y'all know where to go. American Family Insurance. You see the signs, you see the commercials, but you also see the results. So go to AmFam.com today to get a quote or to find an agent near you. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We've been having a conversation talking about Northridge Mall and what we can do to improve that area and build that area with a vision for the future. Really quickly here, Donna, for 30 seconds, what are your thoughts about Northridge Mall? You get the final say from our Truth Nation today.
Yeah, I think they can put in like a Fun World kind of thing down there, inside Fun World, for the kids to, like, go-karts and just all kind of things that kids can do. Kind of like the community center, but I think that's my thought with it. I think it should be about the kids, like you said, with the trades, just anything that do with kids and try to get them off the street. I think that would be great. And
yes,
we did have a school like that. We did have a school like you were saying, Jackie Robinson Middle School. They did that with the kids, where they taught kids like what kind of trade to go to. And we had the choice of what we want to do. We went to the broadcasting and Channel 12 and all that things. So I think that's a great, I think that would be great for Milwaukee Public School. I think that would happen. They took all that stuff out. And now kids is not interested in school. It's just bland to them.
Yep, I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much, Donna. I think you're absolutely right. And Truth Nation, again, I think this is a good conversation that it starts now, but it does not finish now. We got to continue to advocate for that, because I just want to make sure we got some ideas out there, because we just can't build a light industrial facility. We can't just build low-income housing, because that is not fair to our community. We need to make sure that the community has a voice in what we end up building out there at Northridge Mall, because it can be a big impact and a big boom to our economy, to our city, and the future of Milwaukee. Thank you so much, Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all tuning in and tapping in to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next with 1-4. Y'all have a beautiful weekend. Peace out, Truth Nation. I love y'all so much. Thank you. Can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together.